And on the program today, we are going to be visiting with our city administrator, Andrea Elmquist. Good morning.
Good morning.
And I'll have to turn up where so you can hear. Number two, knob number two. There you go. She can hear it now. And over here, we've got Public Works Director Waylon Andrews back again.
Good morning.
Waylon comes twice a year, usually snow removal, and the other time is citywide cleanup. And that's what we're going to be talking about, citywide cleanup. We hit that really in the next 2 weeks. And the one thing I've been telling people is go back and take a look at the guidelines because some adjustments have been made.
Yep, we've made some adjustments to the quantities picked up. We've been trying to limit some of the numbers and quantities. They just keep growing and growing every year. So we've put a little hold on that, where the equivalent pile that we're going to take is somewhere around an end loader bucket is what we tried to figure. But we couldn't really tell somebody an end loader bucket without putting a quantity on there. So we did a 4-foot by 4-foot by 8-foot pile.
Okay.
You know, as long as it's right in that area, that's what we'll get.
Okay. And remember, folks, no garbage.
No household garbage.
This is not for garbage. This is for things over and above that your hauler generally would not take.
Correct.
So, and again, we've got the same guidelines on appliances, electronics, tires. You got to call in advance if you're going to do it. Otherwise, you might find somebody else who can do it for you. But the big thing is, if we're going to do it, we haul it to the landfill and we have a charge, a cost.
So there is also a change to that. Also, this year when we started looking at the schedule of fees from the landfill, there was one fee for a console TV, one fee for an LCD TV, and trying to decipher and break that down and charge appropriately. We decided TV recycling was not in our best interest this year. So we kind of figured if you get the TV home to your house, you can get it out to the landfill, and we encourage citizens to still recycle them through the Boone County landfill. They can just take them out there and drop them off and pay the fee. But that way we don't have any confusion on what rate we're charging you and what the TV actually is and stuff like that.
And one of the other things that continues is working this year again, picket salvage will come in. And they'll be down at the city shed?
Yep, they'll be at the city shed on Friday afternoon. From 5 to 7, and then on the 14th, that's the second Friday of the program, the 13th, and then that Saturday, the 14th, from 8 to noon, and they will gladly take your appliances and stuff like that. They have asked me again, and like they have in the years past, if you feel free to give them a call at 515-846-6444, and they'd be glad to come and get large piles or vehicles, junk vehicles in your yards. If people have those to get rid of, they'd like to take care of them before the program anytime and help you with that.
And they'll do that, and again, they can take care of that. Yeah, otherwise, you got to haul all the stuff down to the city shed.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
I can get my microwave there. That's easy. I can handle that. But there are certain things, and once again, they don't do any TV monitors or things like that, too. So Andrea's going, thank you, taking care of this. It's a convenient, but it also it puts a lot of stress on the department.
Yeah, there's 2 weeks that not much else gets done. All the essential utilities, all that work, the employees are busy doing this, and it's a good program, but we're just trying to keep it in check and keep it in that 2 week period so we don't step out of that, and then we can move on to the rest of our daily activities after this.
Get more grates put in.
Yeah, the grates are almost done.
I think it's important to mention that the reason we limited the size is not due to people going through your stuff, but it is to keep the program sustainable and within a budget. We're grateful for Boone County Landfill and the Boone County Supervisors for waiving a certain amount of tonnage, but anything over that tonnage, the city does have to pay for, so we need to keep it within a budget.
And you hit that tonnage usually around Wednesday,
Wednesday, the first week. It's been back and forth. I went back, and historically, we've been about $3,000 to $5,000 a year in tonnage over for charges.
And that's a cost.
Yep, costs and fuel costs and every extra trip out. It all adds up to a very healthy program.
So, and that's one thing Andre always looks at. What does it cost? We say it's citywide cleanup. It's free. No, there is a cost to somebody in here, it's coming out of public works, so more than likely it's cost to general fund in there, I think.
Or road juice.
Road juice.
Yep. Road juice usually pays for that.
So these are, again, people would wonder, how does that fit into there? Well, that's what we do. So.
Yeah.
Those are the challenges.
Also like to point out about the hazardous waste pickup. I think they're still doing that out at DMAC on the...
On the north parking lot on the 7th.
Yep.
They'll be out there. So, again, if you're going to be setting things out, again, if you set out like latex paint, city's not going to take that because that's regular. You dry it out and your hauler will take it away. That's part of the just household trash.
Correct. And then... Quite honestly, we don't have time to look at the bucket and decide if it's latex or oil or decipher all these items. So, yes, hazardous waste, paint, stuff like that, not going to take it.
When you go, part of the issues and some of the things, and people always, you always have certain percentage are going to try to sneak things in, old deck material or something they tore down or things like that, and they try to bury it in some other stuff there. Again, those are things that really you don't take.
Yep, those are
shingles
things.
And stuff like that.
Shingles, we've had asbestos roofing tiles, stuff like that. If we run into that, there's a good chance that your whole pile will get rejected if we have to dig through something or we find something in there.
So, folks, make sure you do it right, and we'll make it through this here. So, again, 2 weeks of it. First week, north side of the city. Second week, south side. For some reason or other, it always seems like we're going to get some hot weather in there. And it always seems like we're going to get maybe one rain to get everything wet and heavy.
Yep, wet and heavy and stinky. Yep.
So, we'll continue to do it. And again, there are guidelines available. We have it came out in the newsletter. The updated thing, and then you have another release that's out there with some of the basic information. If they have questions, they can call and ask. But don't just assume what you did in the last couple of years is going to be still available here this year.
Correct. There are some minor changes.
I think Mr. Rosa, last time I visited with him, he's not looking forward to the mattresses, but they show up.
They show up. Yep.
And they're hard to contain in the landfill. Anyway, that's going on, and we'll keep folks reminded about that again. That's one of the things too. Yes, when we. It is not free.
No.
You did get tree branches. You had the wind, and had a lot of limbs and stuff fall into the streets. And I know some people were wondering if the city was going to come around and pick those up. Really, you had just time to do what was in the parking and got those taken care of fairly quickly.
Yeah, we had a few projects to get done before citywide cleanup. I still going to spend some time today looking at the stage over at the green space. I still got to get that done before citywide, so we were on a schedule.
We got a lot of things happening.
We
here.
Do.
And greats. And by the way, kudos. You keep getting some of the people lights changed out, too.
Yep.
People will notice that if you go down there. It's there, and we got all the flowers up. Got flags out.
Flowers up.
You guys were busy.
Yep, flags came down this morning. I think we've got 14 or 16 people lights out of the 39 left to do, so they're trying to, we're on pace for 4 lights a week, but sometimes we'll get weeks where we get storm damage or stuff like that we're not getting.
And I happen to see, you've been doing a lot of sewer out with the...
Jet truck,
doing different things with that too. Just part of the CMOM doing, or is it just are you running into some areas, some issues?
No, actually, we're preparing for secession. I've got an employee that will be retiring soon, and he's trying to get a new employee all the way through town and cleaning all the sanitary sewers. It's a routine process. Generally, we try to clean a certain quadrant of town a year or whatever, and I think Rob and staff there, they've been really close to getting the whole city done within 2 years here. So he's doing a lot of cleaning and trying to teach the new people anything that he knows about the area or what he's going to run into. And there's there's twists and turns everywhere that you don't know about.
Some of it's just knowing where to. Do you have any lining work that's going to be done this year, anything like that?
I've still got a few lines that need to get done in this fiscal year, and hopefully two blocks going to get done here in the next couple weeks. And I've got a whole nother plan, potentially some uptown and maybe South Boone Street. I've looked at a project over there by the old Page School, getting that lined in case that moves forward. Okay. And then we'll move back to the area we were working on up in the Meridian, Quinns, Besser area up there.
They keep busy. All you got, and all they do is come in and say it's going to cost us this much. And Andre goes, okay, well, we make it work too.
We do.
A lot of projects going on, Andre. One of the big ones, obviously, was the indoor groundbreaking at Daisy.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it was that or go out in the mud, I think.
Right.
It was a little wet out there that day. Moving forward with that, so where are we at? What things are you working on for that?
We continue to work on the water and the wastewater projects along with the Hancock Drive extension. With that, I believe Daisy has found a contractor for part of the work. I believe it's Correll out of West Des Moines. And then they have hired a general manager that will be here probably in about a year. That project just keeps on moving.
So, and we've got all our regulars that we're still doing too. The ones that we had already started for water and wastewater. So.
Yeah, we're doing the, we just bid the headworks project out at the wastewater plant. Unfortunately, that did come in over budget. So we have to go back to the plans and decide what we can do to reduce that and get it back into budget. So we'll be asking the council to reject those bids and rebidding that here in the next month.
I know that Perry Jurzvik did kind of review that information with the utility committee and thinks maybe timing and extending the end date might help out with it. And this is all project that really started over a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
So for people think this is all tied to Daisy, it's not. This was already going to be done.
Yeah, that study was done in 2023 prior to us knowing Daisy. These plants are 25, 30 years old now, and both water and wastewater. So there's a lot of maintenance things that just like owning a house after 20 years, you got to put a new roof, new siding on. These are the things that we have to just do as part of keeping up with our water and wastewater plants. Another reason that project came in over budget was there was another very large project being bid at the same time here within the state of Iowa. And so sometimes that will increase the cost of things because of the just the manpower of needing to do both of them.
So I was kind of looking at, that and on the water side, which, again, we're still waiting to find out if we're going to get a CDBG grant.
Yes.
That's the $500,000. Again, that's for the
ground storage,
which, you've had people, I'm thinking several years, have recommended, we need to get something done. We need to get in there and do that. And for people that wonder, yes, it gets inspected. You send a diver in there to actually see what it's like in there. We'll see. Again, that's going to be one that's going to be going ahead. Well, and one of the others coming up for you, once we hit the new fiscal year, WHKS is going to start the next phase of sump pump inspection.
Yep, sump pump inspections will take place. They are currently going back to some of the ones that got missed last year or follow-ups that needed to happen. The flow monitors, I believe, are out, and they'll start processing that data that came in the spring rains after the fiscal year here starts.
So we had that big downpour. Did we see a big surge at the plant? I'm guessing we saw a surge at the plant, but maybe not to where we had been in the past.
It has not been a topic of discussion with JD and me.
So
I have not heard.
I have not either.
So that means that it must have been good.
Yep.
Something that they could handle within reason anyway, which that's what the goal has been all along, get that stormwater out of that sanitary sewer line too. So what other things are coming up? I know you moved ahead on the sale of property. You did have a couple of people that did put in bids on it. This was going to be the new process for the council so that they made sure that everybody had an opportunity to put in a bid if they were interested in it, and then we'll go ahead and take formal action. And they did accept one for the construction of a new home.
Yes, that's on Lynn Street. So that's exciting. We'll get that lot back on our property sales tax. And we should have another new home going up. If you're driving around town, you'll see lots of new homes, lots of rehabilitation of older homes. Housing, duplexes, apartments are being put up everywhere. It's great.
And getting filled.
Yes, that's absolutely.
That's one of the big things, yes. There are people that are moving out. I think Villas at Fox Points is pretty full as far as I heard.
I heard that there's a waiting list already up there, too.
Doesn't take long, too. Plus, we've got Oak Park, which is going to be a big one that'll be getting started here. Again, I know they're looking at that. That's individual houses. I know one of the topics that comes up is affordable housing. And I know we've got Kading's going to put in different kinds of housing there, duplexes, threeplexes, whatever. But are we looking at somebody, or have you had contact with somebody looking to do residential development or affordable single-family homes?
Yeah, we definitely have a couple of discussions happening right now in regards mm-hmm. to some single-family units that are more in the workforce housing mm-hmm. Range for property owners, owner-occupied yeah. type homes. I know there are some individual construction companies that are also rehabbing homes or demolishing, that's the word I'm looking for, demolishing homes and putting up new homes within existing neighborhoods.
So that's one of the challenges, is what is considered affordable housing? I know we take information from what our home sales are at, what realtors input, what banks, kind of the information they put in, and we kind of look at that. We did, Lowell, was one of those, and I think at Bryant, that was considered affordable housing at the time. And again, the prices have just continued to go up, so it's a bit of a challenge to meet that.
Yeah, so if you're using a low to moderate income set aside from TIF developments, there's certain guidelines that you have mm-hmm. to do in order to use those funds. What we've done in the most recent past is we've used those funds to help incentivize homes like the apartment complexes like Fox Point and Alice Place that are income-based.
Sure. Keep working at it. That's all you can do is keep working at it. But at least your building department has been extremely busy.
They have, yes, absolutely.
And people need to remember, Waylon's got to find water meters for all of these places. that's a whole other thing that, people don't think about that, the additional cost the city has, because you got to get all these meters and get those all installed and everything else. So we keep working at it. What are some of the other things that are coming up for you? That obviously you did your budget amendment that went through, and no problem there. A lot of bookkeeping is, if I explain it to people, I say it's just bookkeeping. It's revenues come in, it's been spent on different things, and we just have to make it show up in the budget.
Yeah, that budget document is really our Bible. We try to follow it as closely as possible. Just like your house budget, emergencies come up, and that's where it's required of the city to do those budget amendments to let the state and our citizens know where we're spending those dollars. And then we'll do an annual finance report to show the actual expenditures here at the end of the year.
So I have one for Waylon. You're bringing to the Public Safety Committee. Somebody make a decision for your traffic control downtown.
Yep, downtown traffic control will be a discussion tonight.
It's one of those. And again, flashing red lights, but there are other options and alternatives you gave them. They did talk about stop signs, but a little bit more of a challenge putting stop signs out there.
Yeah, when you come down to some of the rules and regulations for the federal regulations on placement of some of these stop signs and where they can be placed and what guidelines you have to hold with clearances and spaces, it became fairly difficult downtown.
So there we go. public safety gets to take a look at the alternatives there and see what to do. Otherwise, it seems to have people seem to have gotten pretty well, got the hang of it.
I think so.
And what are you looking at doing to the north up there at around 11th, or are we going to keep that the same?
There will be a proposal that comes in with 11th Street included with the downtown.
So we'll see how it all works. Keep track of all of that. Other thing, anything else coming up?
Wayland's also been busy with hydrant flushing.
Yep.
Okay. And we're trying to make sure that we keep that updated on Facebook as to what section of town that they're in. When they hydrant flush, that can cause some brown water or discolored water. So watch those Facebook posts so that you're aware of when they're in your neighborhood.
And I want to point out to people, too, that it's a plan. It's not just starting on the west side of town and going to the east. No. It's like a spokes on a wheel.
It's a systematic plan that was computer driven by a model, and we basically we've got three water towers and then the plant, but there's 13 or 14 different zones, and you work from the towers out away from them to try to
push it down.
The material in the direction of natural flow that happens in the city. So
it happens. Well, we keep working at it.
It's an annual thing that needs to be completed just for exercising the hydrants, making sure the fire protection's still there and everything, not just to clean your water.
It's a process too. Yep. Next meeting, well, you got public safety today, but next meeting is going to be on the 2nd of June. You got a few items in there. As you get near towards the end of the this budget year, pretty good position. Feel pretty good about where we're at?
Yeah, I think so.
Of course, we've got a busy new year coming up.
We do, and we've had a busy fiscal year 2025, and that's why we had so many amendments this year. But I think our cash is setting good, so I don't think there's any concern there.
All right. We'll keep working at it.
Yep.
And again, once we hit that new year, we still have a lot of projects, and some of these folks overlap. They have overlapped some. Some have been going on for a little while, and they'll be into the next fiscal year, and we'll still be talking about getting them done. It is construction season. Work, you have anything planned?
Well, I've got my annual patch and repair and some curb replacement. We're moving forward with council goals and stuff like that. After citywide, I plan to tear into some of that. We've been trying to do quite a few patches that came up, and I've kind of got a plan. We're in the process. Next fiscal year, we'll start to engineer the
First Street
Southeast Boone area overlay, and hopefully that keeps coming to fruition there.
So that's a big one coming up next. That's on your plans.
And we're working today on the crack ceiling of 8th Street and 11th Street.
Okay, and they should be done fairly quickly.
Yep, they got a little slower start this morning because of the rain, they said, and they probably won't get it all completed in a day, but it'll probably carry into the next day.
And for those that are wondering, those are the most recent surface streets, and your crack ceiling on them for preservation.
Yep, it's one of the most important things you can do for an asphalt overlay or a road product like that, is to seal the cracks, keep the moisture from penetrating in and freezing and popping it out, and it really just preserves.
Okay, so that's going on, folks. If you see them out there, give them space, let them get it done, and then we'll be good. They'll be out of here and moving on.
Yep.
Citywide cleanup again, that's the big thing, and coming up here over the next couple of weeks, first week north side of town, second week south side of town. Send off for the guard this afternoon, Boone Speedway.
Yep.
And Mayor should be out there with others, and I don't know how we're going to work that out there, but we'll see. Anyway, that's the spot they picked for it. So I want to appreciate, thank you both for coming in today and getting us updated on what's going on. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.